you the phone ring. Please don't, because I know you are atoning. Oh, I'm so lonely. I'm lonely for you,
for you.
But I don't want you to phone me.
Just don't,
because I know you are phoning.
No, 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 no. But bye now. No, 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 no.
You ain't alone in love.
Fly on the Wall is made for the observers, those of you that notice, the pollinators wanting to share the things that they love, and the disturbers trying to shake up the now's landscape. Come around for an intimate yet lively dive into, well, a little bit of everything. Indie, folk, rock, house music, you name it. Music deserves and needs to be shared, and I am here to do that with you all. This is Abby, and Fly on the Wall will be playing on CFRC 101.9 FM every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m.
Tickets are on sale now for Side by Side Union Gallery's annual major fundraiser. Join them on Saturday, February 7th for an evening of live music, artsy activities, and a lottery-style draw where everyone is a winner. Take home a one-of-a-kind artwork and support Union Gallery's nonprofit mission. Come visit the exhibition or check out the online catalog to see the 100-plus works available. Head to uniongallery.ca and get your ticket for Side by Side today.
Vibes? You know about vibes?
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood. The mood.
With me.
Tune in every Wednesday from 10 until 11 a.m. while I explore themes, atmospheres, or moods across genres and decades. Whether I'm scoring a scene or doing a genre deep dive, there'll be something for everyone.
I'll give you another tune to help your appetite.
The mood. With me.
I'm radio.
CFIC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
Off the record, of course.
You're listening to Off the Record on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're back on the normal mic tonight. Yeah, I'll try not to overuse the other one, but it's so cool. I love it. So today's show is basically going to be half leftovers from the last one. I built an hour and a half playlist, and I can only play like 40 minutes from it. So I have a bunch of leftover stuff from that. And then just some new stuff that I found. I found a new Canadian psychedelic artists, and you will all be hearing them if you keep listening. So yeah, stay tuned for that.
Thank you.
You just heard Snake Dance by the March Violets, followed by Nursery Rhyme / Breather by Uncle and Badly Drawn Boy. With the March Violets one there, I've been listening to that one a lot over the break. Yeah, just trying to get back into that sound. Although I don't want to put too much in that show because I've done a couple goth shows recently, so I'm going to try some other stuff, give it a bit of a break first. And then that Uncle one, that whole album there is just amazing. They have some great samples on that one. Another song in the album, not this one, has Tom York on it, which is really cool. Tom York from Radiohead. So, yeah, love that sound. Both of them, the Uncle one, it reminds me of another band, but I'm just blanking on the name. Yeah, really cool sound. I absolutely love it, especially that strong opening there. It's just so cool. Yeah, we're going to keep going with the tunes.
I don't know what I feel,
You just heard Myxomatosis and Everything in Its Right Place by Radiohead. Myxomatosis is probably my favorite song off of Hail to the Thief. Great, super underrated Radiohead album. And then for Everything in Its Right Place, I was trying to decide between that one and Packed Like Sardines in a Crushed Tin Box off of Amnesiac, which is probably one of my favorite Radiohead albums ever. Great album. Also super underrated, but I was just feeling Everything in Its Right Place more. We'll be right back. you just heard Thirst of Dirt and Komorebi by Still Fools. They're from Vancouver, Canada, and they're a great band. I love their stuff, love their sound. It's very similar to Quest for Fire or Comet Control, but with its own little twists there. Yeah, they're not new per se. Like, they have two albums out, one from 2016 and one from 2018, so nothing really new there, but they're new to me, and I'll definitely be playing more of their stuff on here because they just sound so good. I haven't been able to stop listening to them today. Cool fact about the Komorebi song, that's actually a Japanese word for the sunlight going through trees, so I just thought that was really interesting there. Yeah, so next up, more of these guys. We'll be right back. You just heard On the Rocks, also by Still Fools, followed by Glorious Decay by Moonstone. I've played Moonstone on here before. I keep thinking they're Canadian, but they're not. It's not too bad. But everything about Moonstone is very mushroom-themed. Like, the name Moonstone is referenced to mushrooms, Glorious Decay, mushrooms. All of their albums have mushrooms on them, and most of their songs have some sort of mushroomy theme. So they're very mushroom-based band. I guess stoner metal. Maybe there's another term for it, but it's kind of their genre. So I know I was comparing Still Fools to Comet Control, and I completely forgot, but I do have some Comet Control in this set list. So next up, some Comet Control. We'll be right back. You just heard Golden Rule and The Hive by Comet Control. The last time I played Comet Control was during my Radiothon episode, and I accidentally called them Quest for Fire. They have two of the same members after Quest for Fire broke up, dissolved, melted, whatever. They went to form Comet Control, so they have a very similar sound. Love their stuff. Played them on here before, and just another great Canadian psychedelic band. The last two songs on here tonight are going to be by Yawning Man. They're new, not Canadian, but this is off their new album, which I originally listened to because it had a rabbit on the cover. And if you know me, there's a podcast that I should probably listen to again, or re-listen to, called Rabbits. I love it. It's by Public Radio Alliance, but like an alternate reality game kind of, like synchronicities. Really cool stuff. Definitely recommend listening to it. But this Yawning Man album had a rabbit on the cover. So you're going to hear Dust Suppressions and Burrito Power by Yawning Man.